If you have just tuned in, you are now listening to Worth Baptist Hour, a weekly broadcast of the gospel. This radio ministry is produced by Worth Baptist Church, and this is the pastor speaking. On this first Sunday of May, 1973, we're in the midst of a great revival here at Worth Baptist Church. God has blessed this week in saving souls and in reviving His people. On this Sunday, the last day of revival, we extend to you a cordial invitation to come and worship God with us. Our Sunday school begins at 10 o'clock. We have a class for every member of your family, for every age and every grade level. Our Sunday school lesson today will be based on the book of Joshua, chapter 1. The topic of our lesson today in Sunday school is Joshua, a man of war. Joshua, a man of war. I trust today that you'd bring the whole family and study the Word of God together in a fully graded, fully organized Sunday school where the Bible and the Bible alone is the textbook. And then at 11 o'clock, our evangelist, Dr. B.R. Lakin, will be speaking. He will speak again also this evening at 7. So through the day, we offer to you opportunities to serve Christ. I trust that you'd avail yourself of the opportunity to hear one of America's finest evangelists today in the Sunday morning worship hour at 11 and the Sunday evening worship hour at 7. Dr. B.R. Lakin, nationally known evangelist, will be speaking at both services today. And then I trust that you'll take time out to write us this week here at Worth Baptist Hour. Our mailing address is Worth Baptist Hour, Post Office Box 15141, Fort Worth, Texas. The purpose of this broadcast is to bring Jesus Christ into your home. We have but one message, and that's the message of redeeming grace. I trust that you'll call a friend. Tell them that Worth Baptist Hour is on the air. Tell them that they can hear the gospel in song and in sermon every Lord's Day over KBUY at this hour from 8 until 8:30. Then again, I invite you to share the blessings of God with us, not only today, but in the days to come here at Worth Baptist Church. We are launching on a citywide evangelistic effort. It is our purpose to go into all parts of the city of Fort Worth and evangelize, to win men to Christ, to lead them to a saving knowledge of the Lord Jesus Christ. And I believe there are many listening to this broadcast today who would like to be a part of an effort to reach this city for Christ. So we invite you to write us. We invite you to visit with us. We invite you to become a part of an effort to reach out into all areas of the city of Fort Worth, evangelizing for Christ, winning people to the Lord. So I trust that you'll become a part of this ministry even today. Write us. Remember, our mailing address is Worth Baptist Hour, Post Office Box 15141, Fort Worth. In just a few days, my book of sermons entitled Look Up, Christian, Christ is Coming will be off the press. I invite you to write and learn how you can receive a copy by writing today to Worth Baptist Hour, Post Office Box 15141, Fort Worth, Texas. And now to my message on today's broadcast entitled, The Tragedy of Turning Away. I shall read from the Gospel according to Matthew, chapter 19, beginning at verse 16. But first, I want you to pause with me in a moment of prayer. Let us pray. Our Heavenly Father, we truly thank Thee today for revival. On this concluding Sunday of this revival series, we pray that the Holy Spirit would speak to hearts in this listening audience, all across this city and around this area, and throughout this state, we pray that men would become concerned about revival. We pray, Heavenly Father, that many would come today to hear Thy servant, Dr. Lakin, as he proclaims the gospel in these closing days of revival. Give us, we pray today, a mighty moving of thy Spirit, and may this city feel the impact of spiritual revival in our day. This is our prayer, and these are our petitions, and we ask them all in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, and for his sake, and with thanksgiving, amen. In the Gospel according to Matthew chapter 19, a very interesting story. Listen to these words. And behold, one came and said unto him, Good Master, what good thing shall I do that I may have eternal life? And he said unto him, Why callest thou me good? There is none good but one, that is God. But if thou wilt enter into life, keep the commandments. He saith unto him, Which? Jesus said unto him, Thou shalt do no murder, thou shalt not commit adultery, thou shalt not steal, thou shalt not bear false witness, honor thy father and thy mother, and thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself. The young man saith unto him, All these things have I kept from my youth up. What lack I yet? Jesus said unto him, If thou wilt be perfect, go and sell that thou hast, and give to the poor, and thou shalt have treasure in heaven, and come and follow me. Altogether, too many people today are content to live second-rate lives. Any life that leaves Jesus Christ out is a second-rate life. Regardless of what you have today, regardless of who you are, of what your business is, of what your status in the community is, if you do not have Jesus Christ in your heart as your own Savior, your life is a second-rate life. Did you know that it is possible to be alive and yet not be alive? Paul wrote to young Timothy, She that giveth herself to pleasure is dead while she liveth. Jesus Christ wrote to the church at Sardis in the book of the Revelation, Thou hast a name that thou livest and art dead. My text is the story of a man who missed God's best. I'm speaking to some today who are this very hour missing God's best for your life. This young man had wealth, but he was poor, for what is gold without God? This man had prestige, but he was miserable. What is prestige without divine approval? This man had power, but he was weak, for what is power without the Spirit of God? This man had youth, but what is youth without the Lord of life? This man had an opportunity to follow Christ, but he turned away. I ask you, if you turn away from the Lord Jesus Christ, where on earth would you go? To whom would you turn today if you turn away from Christ? Would you turn to pleasure? Pleasure will bring you physical satisfaction, but not true joy. Would you turn to philosophy? Philosophy will bring you reasoning, but not righteousness. Would you turn to science? Science will bring you enlightenment, but not salvation. Would you turn to wealth? Wealth will buy your way to fame, but never to heaven. Would you turn to religion? Religion will do while you're living, but it will not do when you're dying. I'm talking to you now about something that's real. To have Jesus Christ in your heart is to be saved. And to be saved is to be able to face the world in life and to face the grim enemy of death. A life without Jesus Christ is rootless, it is fruitless, it is restless, aimless, profitless, meaningless, and worthless. If the story in my text were to be classified in literature, it would be classified as a tragedy. And a tragedy it is, a tragedy of all tragedies. This is a tragedy greater than Macbeth. I call it the tragedy of the man who turned away. The one move in this man's action that bothers me is this. He turned away from Christ. The most dangerous thing that you can do today is to turn away from Christ. The greatest tragedy of your life would be to turn this radio off and turn a deaf ear to God and to God's message and to God's messenger and turn away from Jesus Christ. Oh, the tragedy of turning away. You remember the words of Peter when the Lord Jesus said to his disciples, "Will you also go away?" And Peter answered, "Lord, to whom can we go? Thou dost have the words of life." My story in this text ends in tragedy, not because the chief character died, but because he refused to live. Sometimes death is better than refusing to live for Christ. Think with me today in three areas of this tragedy. First, the tragedy of a materialistically minded man. It is a rare thing for a man to be prosperous and pious at the same time. It is not impossible, but it is difficult for a man whose mind is on money to be dedicated to Christ. We have a warning in the scripture in Psalm 62:10. It goes like this, "If riches increase, set not thine heart upon them." When Jesus said to this young man, "Go sell that thou hast and give to the poor," this was not a universal treatment. It was a specific surgery for a particular patient. And we all know that all patients are not treated with the same medicine. Jesus had diagnosed this man's problem. This man had financial fever. He went away sad, the Bible says, but not sad enough to forsake the thing that kept him from Christ. Whatever keeps you from following Jesus Christ today is deadly, it's destructive, it's damnable. This man was grieved, but he was not grieved enough to overcome his greed. The Bible says the love of money is the root of all evil. The love of money will shut God out of your life. Many people today need to learn this lesson. Man's life consisteth not in the abundance of the things which he possesseth. Another lesson that many need to learn today is this. The great purpose of life is to spend it for something that will outlast it. I repeat, the great purpose of life is to spend life for something that will outlast it. There is a legend of a wealthy man who was once visited by an angel. The angel said to him, "Sir, I will grant you any request that you want." The rich man thought for a moment. Then he said to the angel, "Buy me a newspaper dated 1 year from today." The angel went and brought back the newspaper. The man turned to the financial page to see how the stock markets were faring. "Look," he said to the angel, "my stock made me $100,000 today." And then the angel turned the page and he put his finger on the obituary column. And he said to this wealthy man, "But look, there's the notice of your funeral. You died 3 days ago." Beloved, it is a tragic thing to follow after wealth and pleasure and the material things of life, turning away from Christ. The tragedy of turning away. In the second area of our thinking, we note the tragedy of the man who was unwilling to pay the price of following Jesus. All of us have had the experience of seeing something that we wanted until we saw the price tag. A young lady said to an accomplished pianist one day, "I'd give anything on earth if I could play as you do." The musician replied, "Would you give 8 hours a day in practice for 20 long years?" Many people today aspire to become a doctor or a lawyer or a preacher or some other professional man, but they turn away sorrowfully because they are not willing to pay the price. To tell you that there's no price to pay in following Jesus would be less than honest. There is a price to pay in following Christ. But the price of not following Him is far greater than the price that you'll pay to follow Him. Some of you listening to this broadcast this moment, you would dedicate your life to the service of the Lord Jesus, but you're unwilling to pay the price. You don't want to be bothered. You don't want to become involved. You don't want to pay the price. Some of you would become involved in the ministry of the local church today, but you just are not willing to pay the price. Listen to the deal that Jesus made this man. Jesus made him a promise, a deal greater than the big deal. Jesus promised him treasures in heaven, and yet he was still unwilling to pay the price. Someone said to John Wanamaker one day, a man who was a great businessman, he was Postmaster General of the United States, and at the same time, he was superintendent of the Sunday school where he went to church. Someone said to him, "Mr. Wanamaker, how on earth do you do all of these things at once?" And Mr. Wanamaker answered, and I quote, "54 years ago, I pinned all my hopes on one promise made to me by Jesus Christ." "And what was that promise?" the inquirer asked. And Mr. Wanamaker said, "This is the promise. Seek ye first the kingdom of God and His righteousness, and all these other things will be added unto you." Beloved, God wants you to depend upon His Word. God wants you to launch out by faith. God wants you to make a decisive choice in your life today. There comes into the life of every individual a time of making a choice. You either choose for Christ or against Him. You say, "But I don't understand all there is to be known about Christianity." Who does? No one does. But the marvel of God's grace is this: you do not have to understand. God only requires that you believe. The Bible says, "Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and thou shalt be saved." God wants you to make that step today. But you come back and argue with me, "But preacher, if I step out like that by faith, I might risk my life." Beloved, if you don't venture out, you might lose your life. Someone else says, "But preacher, if I step out and follow Jesus Christ and go all the way with Him, it might affect my position and my prestige and my pocketbook." Yes, beloved, that's all true. But if you do not follow Jesus, you might lose your prestige, your position, and your pocketbook. Not only that, more tragic than all, you will lose your soul. Jesus said, "What doth it profit a man if he gain the whole world and lose his own soul? Or what shall a man give in exchange for his soul?" Beloved, there is nothing in this world today that's worth the price of your soul. The pleasure that you're following after, the profit that you want to make, the lust, the so-called good times of life, these are nothing when compared to your never dying soul. I would say to you today that the most important step of your life, the most important venture of your life, the most important thing that you can do this day is to turn by faith to trust Jesus Christ as your own personal Savior. The world never saw anything but the rich young ruler's back because he turned and went away. You must not make that fatal step today. You must not turn and go away from Christ. You must fall on your knees before Him and cry out to God to have mercy upon you and to save you. And right now, Jesus Christ will come into your heart. Don't be unwilling to pay the price, because I repeat, the price of your not following Christ is far greater than the price of your following Him. Now, the third area of our thinking, the tragedy of what might have been. Did you ever wonder what happened to the rich young ruler? Perhaps we will never know for sure. But of one thing we can be certain: if this young ruler never came back to Christ, if he never anchored his faith in him, if he never trusted him as his own Savior, if he were never saved, the thing that happened to him is going to happen to every Christ rejecter. Jesus said, if you die in your sins, where I am, there you cannot come. Every man outside Christ is headed for eternity, totally lost, in the regions of the damned to suffer the pangs of death, eternal death, dying but never dead, in the lake of fire, which burneth forever and ever. Someone penned these words, of all sad words of tongue or pen, the saddest are these, it might have been. I have a footnote to my message. The greatest tragedy of your life is to fail to do what God wants you to do this moment. If you are lost, God wants you to be saved. If you're out of touch and out of fellowship with the church, God wants you to get back in touch and back in fellowship today. I invite you again to come and enjoy and share with us on this final day of our revival series with Dr. B.R. Lakin. Remember, our Sunday school is at 10 o'clock, our morning worship hour at 11, our Sunday evening worship hour at 7. Dr. B.R. Lakin, our evangelist, will be bringing the closing messages of this current revival series in both the worship services today. We invite you to come and share with us the good things of the Lord at Worth Baptist Church, 3309 Wilbarger Street in Fort Worth. And until next Lord's Day at this same time, we wish you well and the blessings of God upon your life, upon your family, and upon your home. And as always, we admonish you to keep on praying.